KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
Young Draco on the beat.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours left of the big show. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday at the Gal Media Studios as we roll with the suspects, as we always appreciate you guys. A lot of people were asking over the weekend about the suspect shirts. We teased you that they were in the works. When we have more info, we will get it to you.
I was hoping you guys said, oh, they're ready, like while I was gone.
No, we're told that there will be a the final design and proof and everything will be ready by tax day, April 15th. So then they've got to print them and get them ready. But we're told that the final will be done April 15th. Now, what's weird is we haven't taken any pictures or anything yet based on the idea that I gave her of us doing the lineup and everything. But who cares? If they do character drawings of us, I don't care. As long as they don't give me a double chin.
Just don't use the same ones that they use for every, with the arms folded that we did when we were like 3 days into it.
No, that's not the idea. The idea, I told you guys, we're going to be standing in a lineup, each of us holding a, you know how the prisoners will hold their lineup number, but ours will just have our name on it, but it'll be in front of a lineup thing. So it won't be the folding hands and all that, the realtor pose.
I'm just saying, even if they just take the headshot, I hate that shot.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in that picture that's going to look like an actual
criminal.
Jailmate.
Without question. You're the only one that's actually been to jail.
Yeah. I've never been to jail, but I'm going to be the only one that looks like it.
You are believable as a criminal.
That's messed up.
I was thinking about this. I wonder how many people, like, you know, there's bosses that'll be like, hey, like, I could see AJ coming in and be like, guys, David Gal said we got to make some cuts. We're going to go back to Stephen A. Smith in the middle of the day. You guys are out of here. And then be like, oh, and then the end of the day comes. He's like, April Fools, gotcha. Just kidding. You're still the third highest rated show in the city. Oops, did I drop some?
In more ways than one, you did. Yes. You dropped the cord from your computer.
But I wonder how many people, because you know this has happened at least once in the history of April Fool's Day, where somebody actually got laid off and was sitting there like, And they're like, no, like your performance hasn't been up to... Yeah, okay. All right, Frank. That's funny. No, like seriously, like we got like... Okay, Frank, I'll just go pack my stuff now. Okay, cool. Like security will be by... Oh, yeah. All right, Frank. That's hilarious. And then he goes back to his desk and security shows up. And they're like, wow, Frank, you really went all out on this. Like he's driving home. Boy, that Frank, it's crazy. How long is this going to go on? 2 weeks? 3 weeks, Frank? Till I can come back? You know somebody got laid off or fired on April Fool's and thought it was a prank only to find out it wasn't. Now that would be awesome to have like a video of.
Yeah, it would.
That would make my day. Make a pretty good sketch for YouTube, but God, that would be funny.
I pulled it once on my boss.
That you quit?
Yeah, well, that I had an offer from another team and I was leaving.
Wouldn't it be funny if Joel was like, hey, I have an offer from another team. Oh, good, because we were going to let you go anyways.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and basically I made sure I was in really good graces before I pulled it. And then watched
so
him squirm
funny.
For a while and everything like that. And then told him, I was like, I'll never do that again. Because based on things, subsequently based on other things I've been through.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, I ain't doing that again.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope. Because then you might find out when he goes, oh, well, you know, I'm glad you said it. Because it wasn't working for us either. What?
Yeah, that would have been.
Well, because my first thought would be like, you're just doing this to test the waters to see if we like you or not. That's all.
Yeah, and he didn't pounce on it and everybody else was, and then he was going to other people and he was like, can you believe this guy is actually considered? I was like, so it was fun at the time, and then I thought about it in retrospect, and I thought about it today. I'm like, I would never do that now.
No.
Nope.
But God, that would be so funny if AJ fired somebody for real and then they were like, okay, AJ, that's super funny. You got me. No, like really, go pack your stuff. All right. I'll see you at 4. No, like you're gone, dude. God, I would want that to happen at least once, really. Just to see it. That would be beautiful. All right.
Nice.
That was my April Fool's thought. We can go back to sports now.
You sure?
I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So with that being said, and Nick, I don't know because of the stress. Did you go to the Rockets game this weekend? Did you go to the Kings game?
Did you go to
the Kings game?
I did not. I was out. I was
you
sick.
You were still sick? Because, I mean, with everything going on, the only thing that's bad from the perspective of getting enough credit where credit is due, Harden does it again. Triple-double.
Yep.
50-point triple-double.
Yep.
Just continues to impress the hell out of everyone. And it gets kind of lost in the shuffle with everything going on with the Final Four and everything. But, man, still putting up big-time numbers. And, again, from a team perspective, when we talk about the bigger picture, they are holding steady at that three spot. I said they were going to run the table at home, and I had my doubts that there were a couple games, including the Denver game, that I was staunch that they were going to win. I thought, well, they might not. And then I thought they might have a letdown against the Kings, but now, man, they are just rolling. And they have to because Portland's not going anywhere. But with Denver faltering too, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that they can keep making up ground. But this is a hell of a run for this team.
Would you have them on the road? 2-2, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like outside of that OKC game, they certainly should run the table the rest
and
of the way.
OKC looks awful.
Yeah, they do. Literally, since the day I said that I thought it was them and the Rockets that could beat the Warriors, they have played like garbage.
Yeah. Last night, again, they have no business losing a game. And they just find ways to lose every single game. And I'm like, do they just want the Warriors now? Like, they know this is the one team that you got to beat to get to the title. Do they just basically say, well, let's screw the regular season. Let's just take them now.
3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Awful, awful, and you can't really blame because the thing is Westbrook's been putting up numbers. Paul George is doing his thing, but the supporting cast. When I said they got deeper, they got more shooters, and they're not. The other night, they had like 6 looks at open threes down the stretch. Not one could they find the bottom of the basket, and it's like, man, they're just going through some hard luck times right now, and it's the absolute wrong time of the season to be going through it.
Yeah, you start looking at these matchups, and you start to think, I mean, they're tied with the Spurs right now with identical records, but two teams going in different directions, yeah. That's for sure. So I think it's going to be interesting. The playoff teams have been decided in the West. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. I mean, Sacramento's not making it. They've been eliminated. So we know who it is. We just don't know the order. In the East, there's still a few teams alive, but I mean, specifically the Magic. I don't think the Hornets are going to make it now. I don't think there's...
No, they got whacked last night by the Warriors. And the bigger
they've
thing
lost
is
two
just
in a row
and home court. And a couple... The Bucks are resting people, and Adetokounmpo's got a sprained ankle to see them in Toronto kind of fighting for that top spot.
But... And they're 3 out from the 8 spot with, what, 5 games to go?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Where's Buddy Hield going to live, by the way? He bet his house that they were going to make the playoffs this year. Hope they got good apartments around the arena in Sacramento.
I hope he sells it and gives the money to charity and buys another one because that would be weird
He's
to be homeless.
He's still on his rookie contract. He ain't selling anything. He's just going to go, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. But if you're curious, Warriors, a game up on the Nuggets, but big game coming up between those two teams.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's must-watch TV right there. Rockets currently in the 3 spot, a half a game ahead of the Blazers. Then you got Jazz and Clippers tied, essentially tied. With almost the same identical record, the Clippers have one more loss for 5-6, and then 7-8 Spurs Thunder with the identical record.
Did
so
pretty
interesting. I think we've got clusters now. We know that it's going to be Warriors Nuggets 1-2. We know that it's going to be Rockets Blazers 3-4. We know it's going to be Jazz Clippers 5-6. We just don't know the order of those clusters. And same thing, we know it's going to be
What's the
Spurs
gap between
Thunder 7-8.
The Nugs and the Rockets
2.5.
In the loss column.
Three in the loss column.
Okay, so that's the bigger number, yeah.
And the number between, so you got these clusters of two teams, 3 numbers between the Jazz and the Rockets, so that's not happening.
Right.
So that's why I say, I think if you look at it in clusters of 2, it's probably locked up. We just don't know the order of the 2s.
And the thing is, with the 2 teams playing tomorrow
Nuggets,
night,
yeah.
Did you see those 2 guys get tossed last night? Boogie Cousins, again, because of his reputation,
volatile.
He's boxing out, but he's boxing out with a closed fist, and it made contact in the head and shoulder region. He gets tossed.
Yeah.
And then the Nuggets are in a game that they really desperately need if they do want to overtake the Warriors. And the Joker loses his mind because earlier in the game he got hit in the nose, and he thought it was intentional. And so he comes back later in the game, and in the middle of a play that went his way, he thought he was fouled too, and just... berates the official, and after the game, they were like, he's got to keep his cool. But those are 2 volatile centers that could really screw up a lot of good that's going on for those 2 teams.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to see them go head-to-head tomorrow night.
That's probably the best game that you'll see down the stretch.
If it's a players only game where you can just turn the volume down and just realize at least it's a good game, so you still can watch it,
right?
Because man, that would suck if you got that game and you had Greg Anthony trying to call play by play.
So let's play a game. Since we talked about clusters of two, right?
Yep.
Let's see what order you think that they'll be in each cluster. Warriors Nuggets.
Warriors.
Okay, Nick.
Warriors.
All right, Rockets Blazers.
Where are you going?
Oh, Warriors.
Okay.
Rockets, Blazers.
I think Rockets.
Rockets.
Rockets as well. Jazz, Clippers.
That's a tough one, man.
Dude, Jazz 9-1 over their last 10. Clips 8-2 over their last 10.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, people would think that should be just head and shoulders going to Utah. Clips have been playing great ball.
Yeah, Clippers one game back of the Jazz in the loss column, but have one more win. So it's a weird, winning percentage-wise, it's 605 to 603, but essentially it's
I didn't look at strength of schedule, but just off the top of my head, I'll say Utah.
Yeah, I don't know how many home games, but again, if you look at their road and home games, 26-12 at home for the Jazz, 25-13 at home for the Clippers, identical losses on the road at 18, but Clippers have won two more games, so they obviously have two more road games to play. But I think I'll go...
Clippers? Come on, man. You're a big...
I'll stick with the Jazz.
Montrezl Harrell guy.
Defensively, they got the better plus-minus, so I'll go Jazz.
I think there's a decent locker room over there in Utah. So I really don't think they really want to get bounced in the first round. I think they're going to be so motivated, that's going to help them get pushed over the Clippers and go to the next round.
All right, so you got Jazz as well? So we're in agreement on all three of these so far. Mm-hmm. Last cluster is the Spurs and the Thunder. Tied at 33 losses apiece.
I find this one tougher than the Utah Clips game.
I agree. And I'm going to say that the Thunder are going to end up in the 7 spot because the Spurs peed down their leg against the freaking Kings last night.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not confident in that because they're playing such bad basketball. They've got a better team, I think, a younger, better team, a deeper team does the Thunder. And so I'll take them, but I'm not confident at all in the way they're playing. They're limping into the playoffs self-inflicted.
So that's without looking at the schedule, you're going to say Thunder.
Yep.
I'm going to say Spurs without looking at the schedule, just because this is two teams, like I said, going in different directions. Spurs have a better 10-game stretch. Thunder have lost two in a row and are 3-7 in their last 10.
Thunder and without looking at the schedule. I didn't see it.
Yeah, so if you want real quick, this is the remaining schedule for both teams. The Spurs have on their schedule Atlanta, Denver, Washington, Cleveland, and Dallas. Atlanta at home, Denver, Washington, Cleveland, all three on the road. And then at home for Dallas. All right. Ugh. Yeah. So that's probably, I'm going to guess. Yeah. I don't know. I could see them going 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
The Thunder's remaining schedule, Los Angeles, the Lakers, Detroit, Minnesota, Houston, and Milwaukee.
Oof.
Those last three in a row, Minnesota, Houston, Milwaukee, are
going to
be easy.
You better hope some teams have their slots, like Milwaukee, if they rest the Greek Freak, or the Detroit, if they know where they're going to be. And again, you get the Lakers without LeBron. But man, that ain't easy. Of course, nothing's been easy for them.
I could see them going, boy, it's really tough to call. I could see this.
The hidden variable is who's everybody resting, or if they're resting because they've got their slot sealed up.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yep, I think I'll stick with the Spurs, but
you feel confident, huh?
Mm.
I'm the same way. Yeah. I'm going Thunder, but
only
I don't
one
feel
that really looks
it.
Unbeatable on their schedule for them is Denver. I think they could still beat Washington, even though it's on the road.
Yeah.
That Denver game's a back to back, and it's in Denver. They're losing that game
with the altitude. Yes, they are probably right. And you know what? Because they said that, they won't. All right, we're rolling through hour number 2, 3-hour show. If you got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling. Almost to the midway point of the show. It is a Monday. It is the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5, as we've already been quite sportsy today. Even though some people always worry about that first segment or two, we find a way to balance it out. It's all about balance in life, people.
This is Demetrius. I was laughing so hard about Nick and his timetables, I almost choked on my own spit. Don't die, Demetrius. That's not good. My boss really got fired today. We all thought it was a joke, but it was real. Yes! Oh, my God. Tell your boss I'm sorry, but that is awesome. I just think that in their mind, you know, he's like, nah, this isn't happening. April Fools. Nope. Pack your stuff, boss man. Today is me and my wife's anniversary. Can we get a shout out? That was from Brandon to Brandon and Veronica. No, because I feel like that's an April Fool's thing. So you don't get a shout out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Around the time I was 18 or 19, I was staying at a friend's house overnight into April Fool's Day morning. He came in the morning and said he needed to talk to me and that he had herpes, and I laughed in his face. Then I found out it was very serious, and I felt awful.
Wow.
That's great.
Then he found out he slept in a bed that he had slept in, and then things got real interesting.
What do you think the odds that somebody comes out as gay on April Fool's and is, like, being legitimate about it? Probably percent zero, right? Like, no one is going to, like, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. No one's going to come out of the closet today.
That's a really good joke, though.
To your mom or dad or something like that?
I'm
going to
go out tonight at a bar and tell everybody I'm gay. That's what I'm going to do. I'm be like, April Fool's. That's a chick magnet.
I wouldn't do that, Nick.
I'm telling you, it's a chick magnet.
Don't do that.
Then after you kick all the dudes out of your house tomorrow morning, you can tell them it was all a joke?
You want me to tell you why you don't need to do that? Because I don't want you to have to deal with the four or five friends that go, we knew.
They wouldn't say that. They would not say that. They would not say that.
Did they not play that joke on you somewhere else recently?
If you told me, I would be like...
Friends of yours in Dallas?
Oh, yeah, Fred and AJ. Yeah, that's just Fred and AJ, though.
Legitimately, like, you might have a friend that would be like, I kind of felt like I knew. Like, you have tendencies. Like, you show it sometimes. You're like, bitch, April Fool's. Be like, oh, yeah, my bad. Like,
I don't think that would happen. I don't think that would happen.
Okay.
I think I'd be okay.
Be careful.
Watch that happen tonight. I'm going to be very angry with you, Barry.
Very angry. You're also letting us know you're getting back on the wagon.
They're like, yeah, we know, Nick. You're like, no, bitch, April Fool's. Like, no, we, oh, really? That's our bad. We were just playing? I don't know. I actually quit my job today. My boss didn't take me seriously. I guess he'll realize I wasn't joking in 2 weeks.
Wow.
That's the other thing. If you quit on April Fool's Day, your boss is like, whatever. You're like, yeah, here's my 2 week note. Oh, okay, funny man, throws it in the trash. And then 2 weeks later, you don't show up. And he's like, damn it. What happened? You know what happened.
Stops by your cube tomorrow morning. Hey, so next month when we're going to start doing budget planning, I won't be here.
I told you. I just wanted to say thanks to Barry for the info on the Get Upside app. I used it once, got $2 back on an $11 meal at Popeyes. I love it. That's what it's all about. And that's where I hear, like, like I said, dude, there's people with $200 cash back. Like, it's legit. I came to pick up my tickets for DMX that I won. Mm-hmm. Whoever you have working in the front, both ladies were cute as hell.
So well, I assume one of them's Esme, right?
Esme and Nick were probably up there together.
No.
Well,
April
I mean, you
Fools.
Are. You did come out today.
Yeah, April
I did
Fools.
Not. No? I did not say that.
I thought you said you were
I did
coming
not
out
say
today.
That. I did not say that.
All right. I thought maybe you were. You have, what's the big slang word in Wisconsin, would you say? Like, there's, every state is known for its slang, and there's an article that talks about that. What would you say the big slang word, like in Texas?
Like one word?
Think, y'all, right? Like in Texas, y'all. Yeah, in Wisconsin, what's the big slang
Man,
word?
I don't know if it's one word, because I was going to say, don't you know, or you betcha, but
don't
I
you
would
know
say-
is Minnesota.
Oh, so it is. The phrase is okay.
The phrase Minnesota, the phrase don't you know, they say is Minnesota's go-to slang. Like, that's what they're known for.
I would say Wisconsin's more like an, oh, God.
It's cripes.
Oh, for the cripes' sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of that happens cripes. All the time.
Cripes.
Oh, yeah.
Cripes is an exclamation showing surprise or confusion.
I have friends back home. I hate it. They gonna
say
hate
it all
me
the time.
They still use it.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, how's the snow lately? He goes, oh, cripes. I shoveled the other day, and right away, they had another foot of snow.
Is it just a nice way of saying Christ? Oh
yeah.
Christ.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely is.
That's
yep.
cool. Wyoming, couple, two, three. It's a phrase that means a few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else? Do we want to go Texas? We'll do that one first.
It isn't y'all?
It's not y'all.
Fixin' to?
Kicker. The kicker is the most persuasive reason or argument.
Yeah.
So, oh, and the kicker
people use kicker a lot here.
Yeah.
Utah is the N-word. Just kidding.
That's not it. And coincidentally, it's same thing in Boston.
Yeah, same thing in Massachusetts. It's slough. Similar to ditch. Like, slough means to skip out on an event or a class.
You're slough in school? Or slough?
I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
Some of these were weird. Maryland is bop, which down here, a bopper is something completely different. Mm-hmm. But a bop is a distance that is further than you would like to travel.
Really?
Maine, Bazon. To Bazon means to be very inebriated. Yeah, Nick is definitely bazed on in his day.
He will be Bazon tonight.
Yes. Louisiana. Pass a good time. This phrase means to have a good time, to pass a good time.
See text from the Tiger and Tracy. They're coming. Yeah.
Kansas is shucky darn. It's another way to say wow. There's some weird ones.
That's an old one.
In Iowa, their most noted slang, knee high by the 4th of July. What do you think that means? Knee high by the 4th of July.
You're growing?
Well, you got a guess?
Have no idea.
It's the phrase. This phrase refers to the benchmark for corn croppers. Corn crop farmers. That's wild. There's some dumb ones in here. In Idaho, it's potato drop. It's just like the New Year's Eve ball drop, but with a potato.
That's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it is.
Well, there you go. That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of other good stuff, we still got 90 minutes to go on the big show, so therefore plenty of things to get to.
Oh, cripes.
Shucky darn. We're going to get to a commercial break. Then we're going to come back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books. 90 still to go. It's the second half of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5. So we continue to trudge through a April Fool's Day.
Yeah, Dale.
What'd you say?
Dale? Yeah, that's the Florida slang for okay. Is that not the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
Well, that's Florida.
Or is it Dolly? I don't know. D-A-L-E. Looks like Dale to me.
Dale.
But isn't that Dolly?
What you call the guy in the mornings.
Yeah. Delaware's slang is bagging up.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah. And it refers to laughing.
Oh.
So, people are weird. That's the thing. In Colorado, you know what they call a mean-spirited worker? A mean-spirited word for a novice skier? A gapper.
That sounds dirty, too.
Right? And then California slang is bomb. So there you go. There's some slang words.
Okay.
All right.
So we got that out of the way. So you and I and Nick were discussing the world's least favorite family of sports recently. And we were talking about the Ball family and the fact that Lonzo has decided to sever ties with a guy that his dad put in charge of the Big Baller brand because suddenly $1.5 million was missing. Then by doing more investigations, several reporters found out that Lonzo and his two brothers are basically not talking to their dad anymore. Lonzo had a tattoo that used to be the Big Baller brand that he turned into some dice. And it looks like it's getting dicey with the big family.
I see what you did there.
See?
Huh? Yeah.
Now, you've uncovered
more. Yeah. Lonzo took to, or I'm sorry. LeVar, Daddy Ball, took to the courts at a high school all-star game to address the crowd and the fans that did show up, which weren't many, but he made a less than boastful speech talking about Big Baller brand and family and what all that means, and this is what he said to the crowd, quote. First of all, get a microphone, idiot.
Big Baller show.
There you go.
Like I said, the Big Baller brand is a family brand. And when I bring you guys all in, it's family. So I'm the only one that has your own brand down here shaking hands with you guys coming up, signing autographs, because I consider you guys family. If you get behind the Big Baller brand, I consider you family. So whatever going on in the inside, if something happens wrong, if somebody does something within the brand that's bad, okay, out the way. I can't talk about family and not have my folks over here all the time with me. Right? And you guys are considered the same way. That's why when I come in here and whenever I can take pictures and meet all you guys, I consider you guys family. So we're going to put on a hell of a show. Like I said, these guys, the media want to make it seem like I'm going to set a game for my son. But what father wouldn't make a game for his son if he could? You'll do anything for your family. And it's just not about Melo and me. It's about having a platform to show these guys right here, these talented fellas, some of the best players in the country. They finna put on the world's greatest high school all-star game you ever seen. Trust and believe that. So all I gotta say right now, sit back and enjoy yourselves. And like I said, it's a pleasure to see everybody up in here with the Big Ball of Brain. Holla at your boy, never lost.
First of all, get a microphone. If you're going to address a crowd, it took him 5 seconds to get a microphone to 7 seconds, which is awful. Second of all, am I the only one that immediately picked up on the narcissism of this dude? He is such a narcissist that within 10 seconds of his speech to the crowd, I'm the only one that has a brand that's right out here shaking hands with you guys and taking pictures with you. So you're doing them the favor, LeVar? You're the one, not them coming out and supporting you. You're doing them a favor by taking a picture with them. You're doing them a favor by shaking their hand. You should be shaking their hand because they bought those whack-ass shoes or paid for a ticket to that whack-ass game.
Well,
this isn't about you.
This also leads credence to when he was saying what everybody else, when this story leaked, started saying, oh, like Charles said, when we had the audio on the show, hey, he thinks he wants you to follow and wear Big Baller tennis shoes, but he wants to reap all the benefits. He's not giving anything to you. He's addressing all these high school kids because he's like, bro, if you want to wear our kicks, we got you. But he's probably hoping you jump on board and wear our kicks, but we ain't paying you anything.
The fact that he just kept repeating the word family lets you know that whatever is going on is pretty bad. And he was
your boy, never lost.
Yeah, well, you're about to take a big loss in a minute. But the fact, you know, this is family. I take pictures with you guys like family. You know, it's not about that. Everyone want the media. He said the media makes it seem like I made a game for my son. So let's analyze this for a second. The media makes it seem like I made a game for my son, but what father wouldn't want to do that? But it's not about Melo and me. Okay, timeout. So which is it? Right. Does the media make it seem like you did that and then you did it because you could? Or is the media not being honest and you didn't do this for your son because you just contradicted yourself within a sentence? So I don't know which one it is. You were able to do it for your son or you weren't. I don't know which one it is. But then the whole, this is going to be the world's greatest high school all-star game. That's like saying it's the world's greatest bocce ball tournament. Who cares? It's a high school all-star game. You have 90 people in the crowd.
Have you ever heard of the McDonald's All-American game?
Good luck. Brought to you by Brand Jordan.
Because that one's televised live on ESPN. Both the boys and the girls and the dunk contest and the three-point contest. It's pretty big.
I feel like if he was a smart marketing man, instead of trying to say he's the best, and when clearly it's not, he's not, the brand's not, the tournament isn't, there's five people in the crowd. It keeps going down, by the way, if you notice. Mm-hmm. But there's like, that's because people are actually leaving as they're playing. But I feel like instead of that, you would be like, look, I'm giving the opportunities to people that weren't given it. I'm letting people play that didn't get to play in the McDonald's All-Star. Like, position yourself in a way. Don't come out and say you're bigger than Nike and you're bigger than the McDonald's All-American game, because you know what happens? You end up going away, which is about to what happened. About to happen to him.
Be as good or better than Starberries and stop trying to compare yourself to the big dogs, which you aren't even close to barking at.
It's just dumb. Like, who comes out and immediately punches up? You got to earn that right. You're not going to be bigger than Nike because you said you're going to be bigger than
right.
Nike.
You have to back it up.
And with them, you know, trash-ass shoes.
How's Arian Foster look right now? Remember when the brand came out in the shoes and he bought them and was like, oh, yeah, I'm all about this?
I'm not going to knock a dude for wanting to support, but it does look bad.
Here's the worst thing about it when he says he would do anything for his sons. Well, what he doesn't really think about is, sure, because his first son was going to be a top five draft pick in the NBA. What he really did for his other two sons was screw them completely out of eligibility and the chance to actually live up to the billing that he had given for them that all three would play for the Lakers someday. Because he basically now is going to be in a court battle and a legal battle to try and get the youngest son to be eligible to play college ball. Because he did go to Lithuania with the other two and with the other brother and did make money, whether he got it or the parents put it in a trust fund, whatever it is. Because he had a hard time getting eligibility to play high school ball this year. And then the other kid that stole the sunglasses was at least on scholarship at UCLA. And the minute he went overseas to play, he threw out all of the chances of being able to play 4 years at a highly touted basketball institution to try and make something of himself to make the league. Now he's just going to be toiling around in tryouts.
Just because you say it doesn't make it real.
Right.
Like you can, I don't know. I'm glad this is going away. It's soon he will be irrelevant. And he tried to make his son the best player in the world. And I'm sorry, but he has to go out on the court and shoot it with that awkward ass praying mantis looking jump shot of his. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great passer. And I think one day he'll be a good point guard in the NBA. He has that potential. But he's not going to be a good shooter. He's not going to be the greatest basketball player on the planet, and he never will be. And neither will your other two sons.
You know the best thing that happened to Lonzo could be? That they do trade him. And he gets out of L.A., and he gets to a small market where his dad isn't going to be around as much, and he can just prove himself as a basketball player.
I disagree. The greatest thing that could happen to him is to get rid of his dad, is to break ties with his dad, which it sounds like he's doing.
I don't know if he can.
That'll be better.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot better. Because if you break ties with your dad, then he's not going to come around L.A. anymore. If I'm Lonzo Ball, I want to be around LeBron. I want to be associated with that team because you know what they're going to do in the offseason to make them relevant and contenders. I wouldn't want to go to a small market where you're playing in Phoenix and just, you know, getting by, just earning a check. I mean, I'm sure he's competitive and wants to win. And he seems like a good kid. That's the thing
Getting out of the L.A. scene and everybody putting too much hype and pressure on him and the fact that they did take him instead of some guys that they should have taken like Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. I think to get out of all of that and just get a completely clean start would be a good deal for him.
Okay.
You want to get this before we go? Sure. Mike wants to get in here on LeVar Ball. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. I listen to you guys a lot, and I'm not trying to be, like, super negative or anything like that. But when it comes to LeVar Ball, I think you guys be extra disrespectful. I mean, his son, Lonzo Ball, would not have made it to the NBA if LeVar Ball wasn't his dad. And then last week I heard you say, oh, they should just cut their dad off. LaMelo Ball's, like, 16 or 17 years old. How do you cut your dad off? And you still depend on him. You still rely on him. And I feel like the way, like, okay, yeah, his antics, this, that, and the third. But I'll tell you this. Last year in that draft, or the year before, whenever Lonzo was drafted, there was not that much hype behind a draft since LeBron James was getting drafted. And Lonzo was no LeBron James. He was going number two, not even projected to go number one. And if his dad wouldn't have put up the antics, he probably wouldn't have even went number two. So, I mean, I get it. He says a lot of crazy things, and he has, like, this huge ego or whatever. But I think you guys be way too disrespectful.
Mike, okay.
But wait. I think y'all discredit what he has done for them.
Well, now, I disagree with you, Mike. First of all, let me ask you this. Do you think he did – so you're saying that you think he did Lonzo Ball a favor by getting him drafted number two. Did he, or did he do him a disservice because he should have been drafted lower because he wasn't as good and worthy of being the number two pick, and now he looks like a bust? So did he do him a favor?
I think that also comes into play the way that we're viewing them now, right?
He's a bust. Did you watch the games?
Put it like this, right? Now, James Harden, right? When the Rockets went out and got James Harden, I said, I don't understand Houston teams always going to get the second or third best player and trying to make it their best player. But look how that worked out, right?
And Mike, you're saying
thank you for avoiding the question because you know I'm right. I mean, the fact that his dad got him to be the number two pick means he's a bust. And he should have been drafted a lot lower.
Mike, you're also saying that the youngest one needs him? Well, you know what? He wouldn't have needed him nearly as much if he would have just left him alone to play high school basketball in his own backyard, living in his own house, and doing things to try and make himself the player that he maybe could be that his dad expected him to be. But instead, by parading him all over the country and all over the world and trying to say that he was better than he was. He became the laughing stock on social media that no one wants to touch.
And for that point, Mike, I think you're putting words in our mouth because I said Lonzo should cut him off.
I was just going to say that was my point.
Yeah, he's old enough. We never said all three. The ones that can that don't live at home, obviously, like Lonzo, who has his own paycheck, should have cut him off a long time ago. So I'm not suggesting that.
I don't think that hasn't crossed Lonzo's mind.
And fellas, here's the other thing: without his sons and his oldest son getting drafted,
he's got nothing.
He would never be relevant.
And as far as disrespecting him, if you want to come out and be like you are and be boisterous and talk about you could beat Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan,
right,
and your son's the best basketball player on the planet, you open yourself up for disrespect, ridicule, and being made fun of for doing that stuff. So if you're thinking, Mike, that I'm going to feel bad for making fun of that whack ass you and that whack ass league and all, no, I don't. I don't feel bad at all. He deserves it. He brought this on himself.
I feel bad for the guys that won the championship in that league he created. We're supposed to get Cadillacs, and the only ones that got them were his sons.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that, Mike.
There you go. Hey, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about an energy company that's really got your back and is always going to be there for you, and that is Infuse Energy. How do I know? Because I switched to Infuse Energy about a year and a half ago, and I have seen the savings add up. I'm telling you guys, I saved thousands of dollars over my previous energy company. I'm not making it up. I got the bills to prove it. And the great thing about Infuse Energy is every month when you get a bill and every week when you get when they send you an email, they show you when you're using energy the most, when you use it the least, what your bill is, what it could be. And of course, they make sure that they get the right rate and the right deal for you, whether it be for your family or for your business. They ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want the perfect fit for you, because that's what a trusted friend would do. They're not going to try and screw you over or pull the wool over your eyes just to make a buck. They're going to make sure that they communicate with you to get you the best program and the best rate that saves you the most money and really is tailor-made to your needs from an energy perspective. I'm telling you, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. And it starts by picking up the phone. You call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or you can go on to infuseenergy.com. But if you call them, you're going to get a human being. You're not going to get an automated system. That person on the other line is going to be very inquisitive, and they're going to ask you questions because they want to know exactly what this is going to be for. Is it business? Is it family? When do you use energy the most? When you use it the least? And they're going to tailor make a program for you. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit, and it goes from there. I'm telling you, people hear these spots and they make the change. I had listeners that asked me this morning, who do you go to for your energy? I heard the spots and I want to make a change. It's Infuse Energy. Check them out and make sure that you tell them Joel Blank sent you. Infuse Energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. A little more than an hour to go, so if you want to join us, you certainly can. 713-780-3776. Text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're easy to find. We're normally very communicative there. Also want to remind people, if you have a small business and you're looking for a good workspace where you can get things done and kind of get out of the whole hustle and bustle of your household, it's called The Cannon, and you need to know about it. It's a co-working ecosystem for Houston's entrepreneurs, small business owners, and freelancers, and it's opened up in their new location just west of the Galleria. It's 675 Bering. Offices start at just $900 a month, and all members of The Cannon Post Oak can also work out of the main campus space. Visit thecannonhouston.com to get more details and check out everything they got. It's Cannon. Houston.com/Post Oak for more information and to book a tour. That's CANNON. There you go.
There you go. I don't know if somebody's trying to be funny or not, but they said, I had no idea you guys talked hoops.
Well, stop.
It's dead off in the middle of basketball season. It's March Madness. It's NBA winding down.
Man.
What do you want?
Man, I hate basketball. Let's talk golf.
Speaking of that, let's do talk golf. Did you see this controversy?
Yeah. I can. Okay.
Did you see the controversy of the both Sergio and Matt? Is it Kuchar?
Matt Kuchar. I watched it happen.
This is funny though, because this is what constitutes a beef in golf. Sergio Garcia goes to putt out, four-footer. He misses it. And normally in match play, which is, I guess, what was going on here, yeah. Kuchar would concede the hole and say, or the putt, and say, you don't have to put it in and concede the hole.
You
or
just
whatever.
Pick the ball up.
Yeah. But you have to get the verbal
right.
From
so
them.
Normally so normally they don't play match play. This was the match play championships. It happens once every couple times a year.
Yeah. So Sergio, instead of waiting, just taps the ball in like he's going to put it in and missed it. And it cost him the hole. So then, you know, Kuchar's like, oh, that sucks, man. You know, I was going to concede the hole. So he goes to the rules official. He's like, hey, I was going to give him the hole. Can we just give him the hole? And they're like, nope, too late. He should have waited for the verbal. That's that goes to your hole. So Kuchar's like, yo, sorry about that, bud. Sergio's like, that's okay. If you want to make it right, just concede the next hole. And he's like, nah, I'm not doing that. That's the whole beef. And even Sergio's like, it's all on me. Like, I messed up. I'm the one that did all this. But if he was genuine about wanting to concede the hole, he would have done the next one. But at the end of the day, it's my fault. That's a golf beef.
He eventually said that, and I'm sure that there were people in his ear, because the thing is that people are missing out on. Sergio's changed a little bit in the last couple of years.
You talking about the next putt that he missed?
No, well,
he swung the golf club?
Yeah, he swung it, and he wanted to hit it like...
At Kuchar.
Well, he was going to hit it like he was going to either hit it. I don't know where it was going to go. Water, woods, whatever. But obviously, if he'd have made contact with it, you could have also hit someone in the crowd. But
which would have been awesome.
He was disqualified a few weeks ago because of similar anger where... He mishit a ball in a bunker and took five home run baseball swings in the bunker and just annihilated the sand in the bunker and everything and acted a fool. And they
he
were
went
like,
Happy Gilmore.
They did, yeah. They yeah. Did, yeah, and they
literally went
him
Happy
there.
Gilmore.
So I'm watching that match, and you could tell, like, there was heated beef going back and forth up the fairway. They were yelling. Sergio was very animated. They were going back and forth at each other.
They were
and
yelling? Kuchar,
oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's basically, this is not like a regular tournament. It's just two guys and their caddies on like, and there's only a couple groups left at the time that they were playing. So the whole course is not filled up. And everybody in the gallery, this was in Austin, was all watching them. And I think he realized, and someone said, you really are looking like a fool right now. And on national TV, they are really calling you out. So all of a sudden, the NBC on-course reporter's like, hey, he flagged me down at the start of the last hole and made sure he told me, hey, this is on me. I think someone got to him finally because he's been looking like an idiot for weeks.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, he went to tap it in with the back of the putter, and it lipped out.
And here's another question I've got for you. Remember now, this is
Kuchar. Golf is so dumb, though, with their honesty.
Like, this is Kuchar, who we talked about a few weeks ago when he picked up a caddy in Mexico. And then didn't
I thought
want
I recognized
the winner's
name,
check.
Mr. Low Tip.
So, yeah. So, you know, if well, on the flip side, he's also Mr. Cheapy, obviously, because he could have given up a hole, but then he was like, screw that. Might lose me some money if I lose this match. I ain't doing that.
Yeah. That's golf beef.
Yeah, for sure. But it made it more interesting. It was fun to watch.
And
I was kind of hoping they would go to blows or something, because the announcers were like...
That, now, you want to get people involved with golf? Let it be like hockey, where you can just fight.
Yep.
And then you're like, all right, you know what? That's a penalty stroke for fighting on the next hole.
Because the announcers
that
are like,
so
this
badass.
Isn't going to be like other sports. They're not going to be throwing down or anything like that. It's like, well, why not? Let's do it.
Yes, let them fight. John Daly out there just drunk, slapping people. My God, that's the golf.
Anyway.
That's true. That's the golf I want to see.
I'm going to tell you something about Daly real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But in Portland, when I worked in Portland and lived there, they did a two-day tournament where it was pairs. You were teams. And it was all basically, most of it was for charity, but the guys had fun because it wasn't their normal format. Well, they also did a clinic, and Daly was kind of half in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so he already had been warned on some other things, but he was doing this clinic around the 18th green, and they put a stage up there. He tees up a ball and aims it at a full bleacher of like thousands of people and winds up and lets it go. And he connected, and thankfully the ball did what he wanted it to do, and it went way over the clubhouse and the fans, and it ended up somewhere in the parking lot. But the PGA Tour fined him like six figures. They went nuts on him because they're like, what happens if you don't hit that trick shot correctly?
Yeah.
Someone could lose their life. But he was so like on a different planet that way out there with his drinking and everything like that. He didn't care.
Yeah, that would be fun. Get drunk, golf. Punch people. I'm fine with that. By the way, in our last segment, Mike called defending LeVar Ball. Hip Hop Hercules on Twitter said, LeVar Ball apologist in 2019 remind me of climate change deniers. If you aren't profiting from it directly, then what's the point? Yeah, like what do you gain out of defending it?
I was talking to Nick. I was like, in the break.
Mike must have bought the shoes. And he's like, no way. I need to be able to resell these on StockX. And if that whole thing folds, I'm in trouble. So I got to prop up.
He probably paid $85.99 for the t-shirt, too.
Yeah, probably.
Jeez. All right, 2 hours in the book. Still 60 minutes to go in the big show. That means we'll come back with the final hour. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.